Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Starting October the 17th, join Ray Woodson and me for a brand new weekly Golden State Warriors podcast called Dubs OT, featuring interviews with players, coaches, and media members. Dubs OT will be sponsored by TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, home of the 2020 PGA Championship. Toscalito Tire and Automotive, your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters in San Francisco and the North Bay. Zerzo, an authentic, upscale European restaurant in the Cow Hollow neighborhood of San Francisco. And Rose's Cafe, a favorite local hangout, also in Cow Hollow. To get you ready, here's a little taste of what we will have all season long. On Friday, Ray Woodson caught up with Warriors assistant coach Mike Brown.
First of all, how's your summer been?
It's been fantastic. Short, but I'll always take a short summer in the NBA.
You had a little wind at your back after the parade and everything going on. That was, you know, the chance to experience that for the first time. What was that like?
It was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. The fans here in the Bay Area are terrific, and hopefully we'll be able to do it again.
Well, you got a good shot at doing it, and everybody favors you, and everybody's got your target, you know. And then you went out and you got three bench guys, plus you got Jordan Bell in the draft, but everybody else was scrambling too.
Well, hey, you know what? That's just a testament to our ownership group and to Bob Myers and Steve. Those guys, they worked extremely hard to bring in the necessary talent that they thought we need to have in order to make sure we're ready to go at it again this year. And, you know, I'd rather be in this position than any other position, so hopefully it'll turn out the way everybody thinks.
It's going to be interesting, especially with Houston. How Harden and Paul work together and how you game plan against them.
Yeah, you know, you got two dynamic ball handlers, guys that not only can go get their own shot at any given time, but also make plays for their teammates. So it'll be interesting to play against those guys and you know, the rest of the league. I think a lot of teams got better, and you have some younger teams that are kind of on the rise, like the 76ers. And so hopefully it'll be a fun year for everybody, but more fun for us.
I remember on the stage at the celebration when Draymond turned to Kevin and said, "Hey, Slim, you did something to these guys." And all of a sudden the league is trying to readjust to catch up to you guys. I don't see them doing that, but it's going to be fascinating to watch. What's the attitude in this building toward all of that?
Well, I mean, everybody is extremely positive, especially with the way that we played last year and finished the season. And so hopefully I have some carryover. But we all understand that, you know, you don't win anything right now. You win it in June. So we'll just take it one game at a time, understanding that it's a marathon and not a sprint. And hopefully we'll put ourselves in the right position to go down the stretch for a good run.
Hard to believe a team like this would have any flaws, but do you feel like with the bench additions, you kind of tightened up some things that you needed to do?
Well, yeah, you know, obviously bringing in the guys that we did to help bolster our bench play, we feel good about. But you never know until you get out there and you play games how the guys are going to gel and so on and so forth. Again, that's what training camp is for. That's what the preseason's for, to try to figure some things out. And then, really, the way I look at it, that's what the regular season's for. You know, you want to try to figure some things out early on and hopefully start playing pretty good basketball by January. But you want to get to a point where you're peaking February, March, April.
One of the interesting things for your bench is, you know, maybe you didn't have a bona fide backup for Draymond, and maybe you have that now. So maybe you don't have to move Durant over to the four as much.
Well, you know, we feel like we have a lot of interchangeable parts, and you know, we feel like when KD, who's, you know, basically 7 feet, is at the power forward position, it causes matchup problems for other teams, and so he'll continue, you know, in my opinion, and in our early talks as coaches, he'll continue to play some power forward for us, but we'll find ways to get Jordan Bell out on the floor from time to time.
Yeah, I was going to ask how you work that guy into this lineup.
Well, it doesn't always happen for rookies right away. You know, he'll probably spend some time in Santa Cruz, you know, trying to just get minutes. And then it's going to basically be determined how well he adjusts and adapts not only to our team but to the NBA game. We feel very confident and excited about him. But, you know, again, we have the luxury of not having to rush a guy like him and throw him into the fire. So I think in time we'll figure out the best possible way to use him, but KD will still play some power forward for us.
And Damian's a little further on in that process. You think he gets a little more time with this club this year?
It's one of those things we'll see. Steve's not afraid to play a young guy in front of a vet. I mean, you know, look at last year, Pat McCall played in front of Ian Clark at times. He even started in front of some other vets. So if we feel a guy is ready to play and can contribute for us at that particular time, he'll be out on the floor.
All right. I've asked you this before, but just real quick, I mean, it's going to be a great ride again this year, but looking further down the road, or do you even look that further down the road about getting back and being a head coach?
I'm extremely excited about being here. I couldn't ask for any better people to work for, starting with Steve. I love the guy. He's the best out there, and to be able to work for him, at least for me personally, is an enjoyable experience. And then on top of that, you're living in the Bay Area and you're winning. So I don't know if it can get any better.
That's pretty good. Well, fasten your seatbelts. Have a great year.
Thanks, Ray. Pleasure.
That's Warriors assistant coach Mike Brown with Ray Woodson. Well, the Warriors had media day in Oakland at their practice facility on Friday. And Steve Kerr talked to the media. The Warriors head coach talked about the difference between this year in training camp and last season.
It's interesting. This year reminds me of 2 years ago, training camp, with the continuity, almost the exact roster coming back. Camp will be so much smoother this year than last year because all the guys we had to incorporate last year and teach, you know, our system and our style and our culture, they know it. So we're only adding a couple of players, but having, you know, all of our vets, KD and Zaza, David, having all those guys comfortable with what we're doing already, along with the core group that's been here the last few years, I expect that we'll be able to get right into camp and make progress right away without having to build too much of the foundation. The foundation's already there. I think we'll be better this year. We're deeper. As I talked about, the continuity is really important, but the challenge is obvious, you know. 3 years in a row in the finals, trying to make it a fourth. Very few teams in the history of the league have done that, and there's a reason. It's a long haul, and so we're going to have to navigate the season, pace ourselves, but not lose our edge, and that's the balance we're looking for.
That's Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. We'll have another preview for Dubs OT coming up soon here on thesportsvirus.com. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening.